I think we're in a place where people are just afraid. People are not comfortable with Muslims. The idea of Islam, they're not comfortable. They're associating Islam with chaos, with problems, with bombs, with death, with what the, all the negativity that's happening in the world right now. My name is Mervet Juramaita, and I've been living in Southern California for most of my life. I'm a Palestinian and an American Muslim. I began to wear the hijab April 3rd, 2015. It started off as basically a 30-day challenge. I put it on with the mission of being that person that's going to take away those misconceptions and those false images that have been assigned to my religion. I wore it to stand up for Islam, to stand up for all the hijabis out there, and to stand up for America and what we're about. In the beginning, it almost felt like every time I went outside that I was like, going through an obstacle course, or like I was walking on broken glass. Now it's like, oh, I'm wearing the hijab. I no longer am judged as Mervet. I'm judged as that Muslim girl. I'm in Albertsons just doing some small shopping. Right now that guy, he kind of gave me a look, came out, was more like, he was like afraid of me. It's kind of like they get intimidated when they see a woman in a scarf. I mean, look at the stairs, They're interesting. Almost feels like I'm a foreign object or like an alien or something. Like I'm invading the market. Just feel awkward, you know? Just awkward. Awkward. Like I'm out of place. Inside the house, I'm like me 100%. As for my kids and how they reacted when I put on the hijab, Selma was little. Selma was 2 years old. Rakan said, Mama, you're beautiful no matter what you do, so it doesn't make a difference to me. The most beautiful response was from Aya. I'm looking at myself in the mirror, and then Aya goes in the closet and says, Mama, if you want, I'll put it on too, so that you don't feel uncomfortable. It wasn't about me wearing the hijab. It was about my daughter being sensitive to the fact that I was scared to do something that she knew was right. I need eyeliner. I realized after you wear the scarf that your eyes really matter. I was always considered sort of a tomboy. So funny thing, even though the hijab had me like cover up my hair, I've had to learn to become more feminine. These are all my little formals. This is very, very beautiful. This is like, I think, Dubai style, like Abaya style. This one actually is from Jordan. Comes with a jacket. I just feel like I have to be perfect because I'm wearing the hijab. Because, not because Islam dictates me for me to be perfect, because society will judge my entire religion for something I didn't do right. For us women, there's no escaping it. You put it out there, people know you're Muslim. And who the heck likes to be called a terrorist? Me alone, I'm not going to change the image of Islam. But me and another woman like me and another person will change the image of Islam. Mama always has troubles with the hijab, huh, Mama?
Not always.
Not always? You're so sweet. I always feel like I kind of struggle with it. I can't believe I made it a year. I'm going to make it a year. I'm shocked I made it a year. And hopefully it'll be a lifetime. Hopefully I'll never take it off.